What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. This is episode number 316 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. And today I'm going to be breaking down my evergreen webinar funnel, which is for my Foundations Facebook and Instagram ads program. The funnel has not been performing anywhere near where I want it to be performing. And so today I thought I'd get really transparent with you, and I thought I'd share with you what I'm seeing that's going on with the funnel, what my stats are, what I think can be improved with the funnel, and the steps that I'm now taking to improve it. Whether you are running an evergreen webinar funnel or just any funnel in your business, I hope that taking you through my thought process and how I'm analyzing this funnel will help you and your business. Let's dive into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate you, whatever you're up to right now. Hope all is going well. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact. And when you do all those things, my friends, not only do you get to increase your revenue in your business, but you and your audience get to have better lives. Now, one of my goals here at the podcast is to have as big an impact as possible. And one of the ways to increase visibility and have a bigger impact on a platform like iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's now called, is through people who subscribe to the show and the ratings and reviews for the show. I think you already know this. I've been talking about this and you've been hearing this forever if you've been listening to podcasts. Now, at the time recording this episode, we are at 560 five-star ratings and reviews. That's so amazing. Thank you so much to everybody who has left a rating and review. And my goal is to get to 750 five-star ratings and reviews by the end of the third quarter, which is September 30th, which is coming up quickly. So that means 190 more five-star ratings and reviews by September 30th. I think we can totally do that. So here's what I would love for you to do. After you subscribe to the podcast, leave a quick, honest rating review for the show on iTunes, and then take a simple screenshot of your rating review and DM me on Instagram with that screenshot. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. When we hit 750 ratings and reviews, I'm going to do a raffle of everyone who tagged me, and I'm going to give away a book bundle of my top 10 business and mindset books to a winner. I've actually shared my favorite business and mindset books here in the podcast before. That was at end of 2018. I've actually added to that list since then. So the winner, once we hit 750, will get that book bundle. And I've been getting lots of DMs from people saying they cannot wait to put their hat in the ring for the book bundle. Thank you so much to everybody who's already left a rating review for the show. Super appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support of the show. Means a ton to me. And you are the reason why I continue to do this show each and every week. Now, on to today's episode, talking about my evergreen webinar funnel. And I've been running an evergreen webinar funnel for my Foundations Facebook and Instagram ads course since the first week of April 2019. And I've not been seeing the results that I want from the evergreen funnel. Now, before I get into everything today, I want to kind of caveat this a little bit and let you know that I launched my foundation's program via webinar earlier in the year, earlier here in 2019, live, meaning I did live webinars and I still continue to do live webinars for it. And once I did the live webinars, I had it really dialed in. I was really happy with it. I was getting great feedback from people. It was converting really well. People were super, super happy with the course and the results that they get from the course. That is when I evergreened the program. Meaning that is when I put it on an evergreen webinar funnel. The mistake that I see people make, and one of the things that comes up in conversations that I have, so I have strategy calls. I basically have interviews for my accelerator mastermind. So when people are interested in joining, I jump on the phone with them to see if they're a fit. One of the common themes that I'm hearing is people want to go evergreen with their course before they've even launched it live. I'm hearing more and more of this. And that is something I disagree with. I do not think you should do that. I think you need to do your live launches first. Okay. And how many that is, that's really up to you and up to the results that you're getting. The idea behind this is getting comfortable with doing the webinar funnel, doing the actual webinar. How do your emails convert? How are your show up rates? How are all the stats? How are the sales? How are the conversion rates? Right? Because it's much easier to do this live, dial this in, and then go evergreen with it rather than the other way around. Right? Because I understand it. I mean, the lure of evergreen is that people think like, oh, I want to go evergreen because I want to be sitting on the beach drinking Mai Tais and money, magically falling into my bank account. Well, is it possible? Yes. But do the work first. Do it live several times until you get it dialed in. Then go evergreen. Okay. All right. I'll get off my soapbox now. So with my evergreen funnel, I have not been seeing the results that I want. And it's been running at the time recording this. It's been running for about 5 months now. And I track everything. I have a spreadsheet that gets updated by my team on a weekly basis. Okay, so I'm going to take you through the spreadsheet, and later on here in the show here, I'm going to tell you where you can download a copy of this spreadsheet. It's a full on with formulas and calculations and stuff that we use to track the success of the funnel. And so what the spreadsheet looks like, it's got the start and end date. So we track our stats on a weekly basis, and it runs Sunday to Saturday, I think it is. Yeah. The spreadsheet tracks the days. We track the number of leads. So how many people registered for the webinar during that week? We track the number of attendees. So that allows us to calculate our show up rate. We track the average percent watched of the webinar. We use Easy Webinar, by the way. And I love Easy Webinar. Casey Zeman, who is the founder and CEO of Easy Webinar, has been a friend of mine for a long time. And they've done a really good job with the platform. If you want to check out Easy Webinar, they do both evergreen and live webinars. So it's rickmulready.com/EasyWebinar. That is an affiliate link. So if you decide to sign up with them, I do get some sort of commission. I have actually no idea what it is, but I do love Easy Webinar and the guys there. So we track average percent watch, which we pull out of Easy Webinar. Then we track the number of full pays and the payment plans, the total units sold or total courses sold. We track the revenue. We track the revenue after the ad spend. We also track the, for the monthly reoccurring. So when people take the payment plan, what does that look like over the next few months? We also track the amount of money collected during that week. Then we look at the webinar sales conversion rate. So how many people purchased on the webinar? Then we look at the lead to sale conversion rate. And that is of the total leads for that week, what percentage of those people purchased? Okay. And once we go through these categories here, I'm going to share with you what my stats are. Then we look at our revenue per lead, so our earnings per lead. We track the Facebook ad spend, obviously, the average cost per lead, the average cost per attendee. We look at the profit per lead. We look at, so we have, I have a revenue goal for each week. And so I track the percentage to that revenue goal. And so I basically have some ROI rules set up there. And then we look at link clicks, landing page views, and then what else? The landing page conversion rate. So that's the entire spreadsheet. Now, again, if you are doing this, if you're doing an evergreen funnel in your business, definitely download the spreadsheet here. I've got all the formulas and the link. If you want to, rickmulready.com/316, rickmulready.com/316. And you can download a copy of this spreadsheet here if you'd like to use it in tracking, your funnel in your business. And so those are the stats that we look at. Now, here's what's working well with the stats. The average show up rate, our average show up rate right now is 37%. Normal show up rate on a live webinar is somewhere in the 20 to 30% range. And generally on an evergreen webinar, your stats across the board will be less than a live webinar. So I'm pretty happy with the 37% show up rate. Now, I'll come back to this, but is there an opportunity to increase that? Absolutely. But out of the gates here, I'm pretty happy with the 37% show up rate. Another thing that's working well is the webinar sales conversion rate. So the percentage of people who are purchasing on the webinar, we have an average of 5%. Now, it's a $697 program when you go through the webinar, right? And so this is cold traffic, meaning people who don't necessarily know who I am, and they're coming in and spending the time with me and delivering great value with the webinar. Our overall conversion rate on the webinar itself is 5%, a little above 5%. So I'm pretty happy with that. Again, I'll come back to that, but pretty happy with that. The lead to sale conversion rate, we are at just a little bit above 2%. That I'm not so unhappy with, but I think that could be better too. But the lead to sale conversion rate, again, the percentage of people out of all the leads that week who purchased, I'm at just above a 2%, and I'm okay with that. The next stat that is working really well is the landing page conversion rate. I'm at a 44% conversion rate on the landing page. I want to be at least above 20%, at least. And I'm at 44%. Could this be better? Absolutely. But as I'm going to explain here in a minute, this is not one of those stats that jumps out at me as a red flag to start testing. So I'm at 44% conversion rate on the landing page, which I'm pretty happy with. Then the email open rate. So I forgot to mention that. We have a tab on this tracking spreadsheet where we track all of the emails in the follow-up sequence. Now, this is where it starts to get a little bit crazy. My average open rate on the emails is a little over 30%. The average click rate in these emails is 17%.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals, you know, that reason that you started the business in the first place? Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? me, and about 30 other expert trainees, or trainers, sorry, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit. And it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Crazy high. Like the 30% could be a little bit higher on the open rate, but it's a 17% click rate, meaning 17% on the people who are clicking over from the emails, right? And we also look at the opt-out rate, and the average is below 1%. And so, you know, whenever you have a click rate in an email, it is taking into account those people who are clicking the opt-out link in the emails. But this is not the case here with these. So the email open rates are ridiculously high, really, really good. And so that's what I feel like is working really well. All right. Now, what could be better? The average percent watched could definitely be better. So the average percent watch right now is 67%. Now, how do I use this number? What is this number telling me? Well, what I want to do is I can go into EasyWebinar and look at, okay, where, at what point, at what minute mark is 67%? So what people, like what percentage of the, or how long I should say, of the webinar are people generally watching? Now, 67%, this was lower up until the early part of August, because I wasn't happy with this number. And I was like, well, wait a minute. People aren't even seeing the opportunity at the end of the webinar to enroll in Foundations. Well, I want people to see that, right? And so I redid the webinar. I completely overhauled the webinar. It's brand new. And I shortened it by 20 minutes. Whereas I was hitting the mention of Foundations, the opportunity to enroll in Foundations and continue the education in Foundations, I was hitting that point in the webinar at about an hour and 4 minutes. I was losing people at about the hour mark. Because if you think about it, right, it makes sense. People allocate about an hour or so, whether they're on their lunch break or whatever it is, they allocate about an hour for this sort of training in general, right? And so my goal with the revised webinar, with a new version of the webinar, was to hit that opportunity for Foundations way earlier. My goal was to hit it at 45 minutes. So on the new one, I hit that part in the webinar at about 48 minutes. And then I answer questions at the end. Overall, I knocked off about 20 minutes. And I feel really good about the webinar because it's more succinct now. It's packed full of content and helpful value, and just the examples and case studies, and I feel really, really good about it. So I shortened it up, and I do hit that opportunity for Foundations much earlier, about a good 15 minutes sooner, which was my goal. So basically with that, we've made that correction, and we've seen a jump in the average percent watched over the last few weeks, which is a good thing. And it also has affect sales, which I'll tell you about here in a few minutes. So that's a good thing, right? And I still want to increase that average percent watch. The next thing that could be better is the show up rate. Now you might be like, well, Rick, well, you said before that you're pretty happy with that. Well, 37% on average show up rate is good, but could it be better? I do think it could be better. And I'll explain some things here in a second on what we're doing to improve that. So I think the show up rate could be better at 37%. The number of sales could be better, hands down. You know, we've been averaging, what is it? I don't know. We've been averaging, but the number of sales over the past several weeks has been very low. And I think that a lot of that has to do with the percentage of the webinar that people were able to watch and the show up rate. The other thing that I think is contributing to this is I'm really not spending a whole lot of money right now on the ads. I'm only averaging about $1,600 a week. And so what is that, about $200 a day? In the grand scheme of things, that's not that much. And that's been very intentional. I've wanted to dial in the webinar first before cranking up the budget, because my goal for this is to be spending way more on a weekly basis on the ads for this funnel. But I want to dial it in first, right? And it's taken me longer than I expected to do that, right? And so with the lower budget, I think that, you know, any kind, because the number of leads, and the next thing I'm going to talk about is the thing that's not working very well is our cost per lead on the ads. Our average cost per lead since we started the ad campaign in the beginning of April is $11. And that's not terrible, but it's also much higher than what I want. My goal for this is to be $8 and under. And so we're above on the average cost per lead. So what does that do? Well, that, I mean, does a lot of things, right? It lowers the number of leads that we're getting based on the budget that we're spending. And so because the numbers are so low from a leads perspective, any kind of, you know, something that happens in the funnel is going to have a big effect, because the amount of data isn't huge. Right. So, you know, one show up rate or anything like that, it's going to move the needle pretty a lot in our numbers here, because we're not talking about huge lead numbers here. Right. Hope that makes sense. I mean, basically, just in a nutshell, I'm not spending a ton on ads, and at $11 average cost per lead, which is much higher than what I want, then, you know, we're not talking about a huge number of leads going through. And so when you have, you know, on the numbers are on the smaller side, anything that happens in the funnel is going to have a big ripple effect through the funnel, right? Whereas if you have big numbers going through your funnel, you know, something that happens along the way isn't going to have as big a ripple effect, right? And so cost per lead could definitely be better. And thus the revenue per lead, my earnings per lead, could be much better as well. Now I'm above $11, but it can be a lot better. And because we're getting into, you know, number of sales, cost per lead, revenue per lead, my ROI could be better with this overall funnel. And that's really why I'm sharing all this with you, because I'm not happy with the results. Now, the interesting thing here is the overall numbers here are not terrible. That's the thing. This has been this is something I've sat down and really looked at and really analyzed, because the overall stats here are not terrible. Like, nothing has, except for maybe the cost per lead, which is, again, not awful, but can be much better. The numbers here that I'm seeing, there's no huge red flag jumping out at me. You know, the show up rate, 37% average since we started. The average percent watched, 67%. Yes, that is a red flag. I would say that. But the webinar sales conversion rate, 5%. The lead to sale conversion rate of 2%. You know, the landing page conversion rate of 44%. You know, these numbers are not terrible. Right. And then when we start looking at the email performance, the average open rate is a little over 30%. And then the average click rate is 17% of the emails in the follow-up sequence after the webinar. So as you can see here, nothing's really jumping out as a big red flag as, you know, why it's affecting, you know, the performance of the webinar, of the funnel, I should say. Okay. So here's what I'm doing with all this that I'm sharing with you. Number one, you always want to use the stats, use your numbers, know your numbers, number one. But number two, use the numbers and the stats to make a decision on what to tackle first, right? What do I think is going to have the biggest impact on sales? by looking at the numbers I've just taken you through, what do I think is going to have the biggest impact on sales to start testing first? Well, number one was that average percent watched of the webinar. I want people watching more of the webinar. So shorten up the webinar to improve the percentage watched. That's number one. I already did that and I rolled it out in early August. So it's been up for a few weeks. The next thing that we are doing or that we have done is changed up the ads. So what I found was the setup of the campaigns got too overly complicated and messy. You hear me talking about it on the podcast here all the time. The simpler, the better, right? The simpler your campaign setup, the better it is. And you're giving the algorithm an easier way to get you success, right? And so we started over. We started completely over and we simplified everything. Fewer ad sets, fewer ads. You know, we have a cold audience campaign and a warm audience campaign and just kept it very, very simple. The other thing we did was we improved our retargeting ads, meaning that once people register for the webinar and either attend the webinar or don't attend, you know, we are retargeting those people about the opportunity to either watch the replay during that time or enroll in Foundations. And so this is a huge opportunity for picking up sales. If you're not leveraging retargeting ads in your funnel, then you're missing a huge opportunity to make sales. The other thing that we did was we also got more specific in the ad copy on who this webinar training is for. It is for online experts. It's not for local businesses. It's not for ad managers. It's not for e-commerce. It's for online experts, meaning, you know, an online educator, coach, consultant, course creator, that sort of online entrepreneur. Because when we, after the funnel, after the email sequence and the funnel completes, if people don't enroll in Foundations, we send an email the next day and just ask them, just super simple, ask them why they chose not to enroll. And one of the things that we found was that people were saying, well, I'm not an online expert. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at it, I'm like, we are being so clear in the ad copy, in the emails leading up to it, in the webinar itself. I'm like, I am so clear on who this is for and who it's not for. But hey, that's always going to happen, right? And so we got more specific in the ad copy on specifically who this is for. Now, what that might do is that might increase the cost per lead a little bit, but I'm okay with that because it's a higher quality lead, right? And so we changed up the ads. The next thing we've done is we sped up the opt-in page. And so what we were noticing was I looked at the number of link clicks on the ads versus the landing page views. And there was a pretty big discrepancy. And so what I did was I put the opt-in page link into, I just Googled, you know, what was it? Website speed tester or something like that. Web page speed tester. And I put the opt-in page link in there and it was really slow. I was like embarrassed. Like I was like, really? It's this slow? Not good. And so that's one thing, guys, if you're not already doing this, you absolutely should, is you want to be increasing the load time, or I should say, excuse me, decreasing the load time of your web pages when you're running ads to them as much as possible. You want those things loading as fast as possible. Okay. That is going to help you. Facebook's algorithm is going to reward you because think about how, you know, your actions online, when you click on an ad or click on something and you're waiting to go to the landing page and it's like loading and loading and loading. What do? We click back, right? It's a bad user experience. Well, when Facebook sees that, when the algorithm sees that, they are going to ding us. That is not a good thing. That they're going to, you know, the relevance is going to go down and all this stuff, right? Your ads are going to be affected. So what we did once we figured out how slow the page was loading, shame on me, is we condensed the images. That was one of the easiest things that we could do, simplest things to have a big impact, was we condensed the images on the page, and we cut the load time by more than half. And I'm almost positive we did that on the sales page as well. And so we sped up the pages that we were sending traffic to. Okay. Another thing that we did was, now, by the way, you might be like, well, Rick, you're testing a lot of different things here. And so how do you know what's working? Well, the speed, you know, the speeding up the opt-in page and the sales page, that's just something that we should just do anyway. Right. And so with the other things here, we're looking to target different areas of the funnel to improve. And so I'm okay with doing a couple of these things. Right. And the last thing is that, you know, like I mentioned before, we survey everyone who goes through the funnel. And then if they choose not to enroll, we ask them why they chose not to enroll. Well, the biggest reason that we're seeing from people when they respond is too many courses. They're like, I have too many courses. So I now address this in the webinar itself. And I have also included it in an email in the follow-up sequence about too many courses. After all, the belief that somebody has that they have too many courses is exactly that. It's a belief. It's not true. It's a belief. They think that, right? We think that. When somebody has too many courses, they're not focusing on the right things in their business, which is getting leads and selling. That is what's going to grow their business. And so if they're saying, I have too many courses, number one, it's a belief that they have. It's not necessarily true. But number two, this is a focus thing, right? So if you're thinking that right now, and you're like, I have too many courses, I want to challenge you on that. Well, Facebook and Instagram ads help you get leads and sales. So what can be more important about that, right? So I address this objection in the webinar itself and in the follow-up email series. So again, I got to admit, the stats are really good in the funnel. And frankly, I've been pretty perplexed as to why the campaign isn't converting better. Now, we introduced the above changes that I've just taken you through in the middle of August, early part of August. And we are already seeing improvements in the sales numbers, which is really good. And obviously, I'll continue to track this really carefully as we go week to week to week. And look, evergreen campaigns are about playing the long game, right? So we have to be patient and be willing to test. I talk about this all the time, right? So if you are running any kind of, you know, long-term funnel in your business, you got to remember that, right? This is the long game, that there are no overnight successes. I mean, of course, those are possible, right? I have people in my accelerator who have been launching live for a long time with success, and then all of a sudden they go to Evergreen and they start getting sales right away, right? But this is the long game. You've got to be patient and be willing to test. And I'm certainly, well, I'm impatient because I want to see results. But at the same time, I understand that this is a long game. So I am patient and I'm willing to test, you know, different things as we go along to try to continue to improve. And I'll continue to track the numbers and test new things based on the stats. Everything is based on the numbers. What are the numbers telling me? How am I using the numbers to make decisions on what to do? And that's what I want you doing as well. Use the stats. Make sure that you know your numbers and leverage the stats to make decisions on what you're going to do. And I absolutely recommend going through your own funnel on a regular basis just to make sure that things are working and being delivered as they should. You'll be surprised sometimes that if, you know, your funnel's running for a while and, you know, you're thinking everything's fine, but then you actually, you know, opt into it or register for it and you go through the funnel yourself, you're like, oh, that's kind of weird. Why am I getting this email? Or, oh, I forgot that, you know, such and such happens during at this point of the funnel. So it's always a good idea to kind of on a regular basis, not, you know, not super frequently, but on a regular basis, just go through your own funnel to make sure that things are working and being delivered as they should. Okay. So again, if you'd like a copy of my Evergreen webinar tracking spreadsheet, you can go to rickmulready.com/316. rickmulready.com/316, and you can download my Evergreen webinar tracking spreadsheet. It's got all the formulas and all that stuff in there. You just opt in for it and you can download that spreadsheet, make a copy for yourself, and you're off to the races. Okay. All right. Before we go, I want to let you guys know that as of right now, just about half of the 15 spots are already taken from my next 6-month accelerator mastermind group, which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. This is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability in your business to finish off 2019 and to roll into 2020 with big time momentum. I can't even believe that we're talking about 2020 already. And so if you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level. Maybe that's to break through 6 figures or get to multiple 6 figures, or maybe that's to get to 7 figures. If that's you, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books to get to the next level. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy. Because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, which is absolutely integral in your business growth, it also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the actual CEO of your business. It takes you not doing all the things in your business and starting to delegate and free up more of your time. So again, you can be more of the CEO of your business here. I could go on here, right? And most experts, and I have been guilty of this for a long time, up until very recently, most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to create sustainable growth in your business, it truly takes a more holistic strategy, along with coaching, accountability, community, and support, because it's all connected. Right. And so if you're listening to this right now and you're nodding your head, you're like, yes, this is where I'm at in my business, I want this kind of help, then I want to help you. Because in the same way that having a coach help me grow my business to where it is today, it has been my turn and is my opportunity to give that gift to others. So if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, again, whether that's 6 figures, multiple 6 figures, 7 figures, then my 6-month accelerator mastermind may be for you. And again, the next group kicks off in October. So to learn more and apply so that you can maybe schedule your free strategy session with me, if we feel like you might be a good fit, to find out if you are definitely a fit for the accelerator, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Super appreciate it. Hope this was helpful for you in taking you behind the scenes of my funnel, being transparent and vulnerable about what's going on with my funnel and how it hasn't been working, and what I think is up with it and what we're doing. So hopefully this was helpful for you in looking at your own funnels in your business. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way where I'm going to be talking about why all leads are not created equal. You might be super psyched about those super inexpensive leads. They very well not be the type of leads that you want to be getting for your business. I'm going to break that down coming up in the next quick tip episode. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more of what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up. It's 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.